Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to talk about this interesting direction we're going to go this morning, because on one hand, we're going to be talking about FISH, which is the Hunt County Shared Ministries, and they help people out who need help with food. And we're the whole ice bucket challenge thing, which has been everywhere the past few days, is going to come up into this.
Absolutely,
well.
It is.
But it's a different take on that.
Yes.
Yeah. So FISH is in bad need of more contributions, and both in terms of food and with cash. And then the idea came up, well, how about an ice bucket challenge for FISH? And then where did it go from there?
Well, the director of FISH, Wally Jeffers, was challenged on the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And Wally's attitude was, you know, I'm happy to make a donation for ALS, but FISH has a lot of needs too. And they were planning on doing this at Home Depot, and they realized that, of course, one of the symbols of Home Depot is those wonderful, ginormous orange, let's do this buckets. Mm-hmm. And that sort of became the symbol of what could, let's do this. And so they came up with an idea of encouraging people in the community to stop by Home Depot and bring food for FISH and fill a bucket. Or make a $25 donation, which will actually, every dollar will buy 7 pounds of food through the North Texas Food Bank. So you can do it either way. You can also go online to the FISH website and make a donation there too through PayPal. And that is www.hcsmfish.org, and that stands for Hunt County Shared Ministries. If you can remember that, the hcsmfish.org. Mm-hmm. And you can make a donation there. It's been a very crazy summer for all of the food pantries, John Mark. They're all crying, and the shelves at I think all of them are empty. And this has just become up as a very clever way to be able to do it. The orange buckets, instead of dumping them on people's heads, we're not going to kill any ice cubes. Instead, we're going to try to feed people's bellies. We're going to fill buckets and fill bellies.
Yeah. We had Frances Dalby with the United Way in here a few days ago, and she said, I believe that demand for FISH was up something like 66%, two-thirds over a year's time.
That's correct. That is correct.
What's going on?
Don't we wish we understood? Mm. Other than I think the fact that what we're realizing is that the recovery is not reaching that sector of our population that is most in need. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear that from, I think, just about every single service organization. They're all amazed. We're seeing recovery, certainly, but not for the people who would have had, you know, there's still no manufacturing jobs really to speak of. And a lot of those lower minimum wage jobs, that part is not recovered. And so you've still got a lot of people. You've got a lot of seniors who are, and that's been an interesting thing, is how many seniors they're serving now. Mm-hmm. We have a whole segment of our population that has not seen a recovery, and they're reaching out more and more as their own personal resources diminish.
Yeah. So how does someone participate in this?
Well, the nice thing is it's you don't get wet. You can go to your grocery store or wherever. You can buy non-perishable canned goods. In particular, they need things like peanut butter, macaroni and cheese, hamburger helper, because they've got some frozen meats and things there. Cans of soup or chili. Those are things, you know, things that have protein in them. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things. You can buy that. And you're looking at what it would take to fill one of those 5-gallon let's do this buckets that Home Depot has. You can also make a $25 donation. You can either do it at the Home Depot in Greenville, or you can go online to the FISH website, and there's a donate now button, and it actually it works through PayPal. Mm-hmm. So you can do it either way.
And if you want to go the challenge route, and by the way, a bucket of ice water on top of my head right now sounds pretty good.
You're right.
You know, it's not such a bad thing. But if you wanted to do the challenge, you could do that on the FISH Facebook page.
That's correct.
Right? Or on,
yes,
maybe on your own Facebook,
exactly,
page.
Exactly. Yeah. Either way you want to do it, if you're doing it, just, you know, let somebody know that I'm challenging you to also do that. It was very exciting when we started this. In fact, the video that is on the the Hunt County Shared Ministries Facebook page.
We just got a minute or two here, but go ahead and talk a little bit about Bras for the Cause, because that's rolling around too.
We kicked it off last Thursday night. And the exciting thing about that is it's time to start making bras. The actual event is October 9th, so there's time, but we want people to begin to make bras. It's important to understand that it is free to enter a bra. People still seem to think that it costs money to enter. We make our money by selling votes on the bras. We will take bras in any theme, anything that's fun. We do ask that you at least make sure that it is G-rated. We also ask that you make sure that whatever you bring with the bra on it is something that one person can move, because some of the tableaus we have gotten have become very elaborate. We need something that, you know, we took three people to haul the bale of hay last year.
A bale of hay
part of the set.
Wow.
So, it's so much fun. Yeah. And it, again, it raises money for the mobile mammography unit. Yeah. And for Janice's closet at the hospital.
Yeah, it's really taking off.
It's exciting to know that this is our sixth year, and our first year we raised $3,000. Last year we raised $94,000. Who knows what it'll be this
mercy.
Year?
Well, great. Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Oh, enjoy it always. Thanks.
Okay, great. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.